Living wage, locking in poverty for everyone except childless couples. Living wage is a factual calculation, an indicative figure for an annual income required by a person based on their family situation, whether they're single, part of a couple, without children, with one child, two or three, the amount they need to have the minimum acceptable quality of life. You can argue over what the minimum acceptable quality of life is, from absolutely nothing to palaces and riches, or about whether certain family situations should be permitted, or how detailed general the different groups should be, and even where the wage should come from and who pays it. But the principle of a living wage is fact, not opinion. People do need a certain amount of money. Having said that, living wage is oriented to earnings, so excludes in-work benefits, etc. I'd rather see a living income, so the division between benefits and earnings is more transparent. I would especially like to see this as in-work benefits are often related to income, so vary one and the other varies too. The Living Wage Foundation are the good and bad guys here. They are a charity who have claimed the living wage mantle. They calculate a figure and then get grants from government to promote it and income from employers who want their accreditation. The Living Wage Foundation calculation arrives at two figures, one for London and one for the rest of the UK. To arrive at the figure, figures are calculated for various different family situations, which obviously vary hugely. In 2014, from £5.70 for a member of a couple, £8.30 for a single, through the whole range up to £21.10 for a single parent with three children. These individual figures are weighted and averaged. In 2014, it came to £9.20. And then it is adjusted so accredited employers aren't asked to pay too much of an increase. In 2014, the adjusted figure was £7.95, a reduction of £1.35. As you can see, the final published living wage is insufficient for every class of family member, except a member of a childless couple. However, despite this, the accreditation will give employers a solid excuse to pay this low figure, and indeed, to boast about it. In effect, the Living Wage Foundation are selling indulgences, just like the medieval Roman Catholic Church.